I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. Oh, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
So good, so good, so good.
New spring arrivals are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Get ready to save big with up to 60% off Rag & Bone, Marc Jacobs, Free People, and more.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Because there's always something new.
Join the Nordy Club to unlock exclusive discounts, shop new arrivals first, and more. Plus, buy online and pick up at your favorite Rack store for free. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Welcome to the post-game podcast. No Jerry today, so I've got the Eddie Scazzeri. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast and YouTube people.
Yeah, yeah, the YouTube people are creeping up.
We're
going to get over 1,000 now. We're really
nice.
Moving and shaking. Got a quick dog thing, then okay. I got a religion thing.
Okay.
To get into
Two
with
of
you.
My favorite things.
The first one was, I told you, I mentioned that I have to carry my dog
yes.
up and down the stairs now.
Mm-hmm.
So my bedroom is upstairs. That's the only thing upstairs. I have a bedroom and a bathroom. Downstairs, my living room, kitchen, all that. All one room, essentially. So I bring my dog up at the end of the night. She likes to sleep upstairs in her dog bed
sure.
by my bed, and then I take her down in the morning. But even though she has now acknowledged that she has to be carried up the steps, she goes to the steps when she wants me to pick her up, but when she goes there, she bows her head in what I took as shame, like some sort of shame that she's mm-hmm. not able to. So I asked the AI this morning, is this shame? Is this dog experiencing shame, or am I putting human emotion on the dog?
Anthropomorphizing.
That's what that means?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the AI said?
I would think it's more of a submission.
Exactly.
Than a shame.
That's exactly what the AI said.
Mm-hmm.
That the dog's not showing you shame, but by putting its head down and kind of softening the eyes, tail between the legs, is saying, like, I'm ready to be scooped up.
Right.
I'm not fighting you on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
Why do our animals have different, like, as humans, we've been interacting with dogs for a very long time. If I see that as shame, why would nature not make that shame?
Well, because I think shame is something that is probably unique to primates. Not just humans, maybe some of the other, you know, some of the great apes, the gorillas or chimpanzees or bonobos or baboons.
So those you think can feel shame?
Potentially. I don't know. But, you know, I would think that it's really a human thing, because when you start thinking and you have a conscience and, you know, right from wrong, that's when that all comes into play.
Yeah, it said something like for the dog to have shame, the dog would have to be kind of self, like looking at itself going and thinking.
Like a level of self-awareness that they don't have.
Yeah, level of self-awareness.
Yeah.
But the AI also acknowledged that, like when a dog, like if your dog, let's say you have one of these dogs that gets into the trash when you're not home. And the dog knows it shouldn't get into the trash when you're not home. And then you show up at home and there's trash all over the place and the dog is hiding in the corner.
Yes. I think that's less shame and more of fear of consequences, because they do have that understanding.
They do.
Yes.
But not enough. So they have fear of consequences that you're going to yell at them or point your finger at them. But not enough to foresee that. Like, if I get in this trash, I don't like the consequences. So they have like, have like a long-term.
Yeah, there's like the impulse is there. And then because they're animals and they just act on it.
So they act on the impulse and they think about it after the fact.
Yeah. And if too much time has passed, they wouldn't necessarily understand why you're mad. You know, that's why if there's like, you have to correct things like almost immediately to really drive it home. Otherwise, they'll just think he's mad for some reason. I don't really know why.
It couldn't possibly be this trash I've ripped and thrown all over the front.
There's like the sofa cushion is all over the floor.
Did you ever have dogs that would do that sort of stuff when you would leave the house?
Oh, sure.
Especially, on a regular basis?
No, just the seeing eye pups when they're puppies. You know, they're puppies. They get into things.
Yeah.
Like our new girl, Phoebe. She is a
How is your new dog?
Oh, she's doing great. She's settling in.
Yeah.
And it'll take probably a full 3 months for her to get fully comfortable. There's like a 3-day, 3-week, 3-month general rule about how the stages of their comfortability in a new home. But she, you know, she's a puppy and she takes things and chews them because that's what they do.
Yeah.
Even though we have a million toys, she still gets up and takes, you know, pieces of paper or a pamphlet and whatever. And we're our house, because it's been a while since we've had a puppy in the house. Our house is no longer puppy proof because the older dogs, they don't bother with that stuff. You know, they understand, they get the rules, the whole thing. So, but she is, you know, she'll put her paws up on the counter and take what she can. Like she ate a pen the other day, you know, and again, another pamphlet she tore up that my wife wanted to show me. Yeah, gone.
She seems to enjoy pamphlets.
Yeah. Yeah, paper or anything, you know. So, but that's just because she's a puppy and that's just what they do. They're exploring their environment and just figuring stuff out. So, but yeah, we have to sort of puppy-proof the house again.
Now, will the other dogs police the new puppy as far as like taking pens and pamphlets?
No. There's not that level of cognition.
Do you think they're looking like, that's not going to be good for the dog?
Yeah, well, Raymond for sure.
Raymond knows?
He's smart.
So you think Raymond's looking at the puppy taking pens and pamphlets going, it's going to be a problem later.
Yeah, well, he'll look at me and be like, you see what's going on here? and Cooper, of course, loves everybody immediately. And, you know, and Raymond is still a little bit guarded with her. Like, you know, she's staying, what's going on, you know. But he plays with her. He does more of the active play and chasing around and a little rougher. And then Cooper, because Cooper's older and he's got some, you know, mobility issues.
Yeah.
You know, he does more of the gentle play. Like he'll just lie down on one of the beds and just kind of play with her. But but Cooper was immediately accepting, which I knew he would because he's just a sweet animal.
Yeah. And is Raymond showing like this new dog, I'm the dominant dog here?
Yeah, he there'll be times when she wants to, you know, try to go buy his food bowl if he's not done with it, or take a toy from him that, you know, when he's not having it, he'll growl.
Yeah.
And she backs off immediately.
She knows.
But then there's other times when she'll like sort of, you know, come up and try to, you know, get in between. If I'm petting him, paying him attention, then she'll come over and want the attention. He actually, and this is anthropomorphizing again, but he pouts. He's like, meh, you know, and gets a little bit of a sad face.
Yeah. So he must be feeling something.
Yes, he is. But I don't know if it's a true pout.
Yeah.
You know, but, or maybe it is. I'm sure they do have emotion for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's something they hang on to and dwell about and, you know, post on X every day about.
That'd be something if you could read your dog's Twitter account.
Yeah. So,
man.
If there are dogs who have Twitter accounts.
Probably. Definitely Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
Where people just post nonstop pictures of their dogs.
Yeah. Good boy Ollie. My wife loves good boy Ollie.
Goodbye. I will say an Instagram account, what is Goodbye Ollie? Is he a particular?
Good boy Ollie.
Good boy Ollie.
He's a British Labrador.
Oh, okay.
And it's his owner, obviously.
But, yeah.
And he has all these, you know, adventures and, you know, and they put the voice in and, you know, it's very funny and cute.
A dog Instagram account got me over my hatred of pit bulls.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody had a pit bull account and for a particular dog. And the dog was just so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And probably because it had like a cute stuffed animal that it always was with. And anytime the stuffed animal was getting washed, you know, the dog just sat by the washing machine and then the dryer as the toy got dried. It was just such a sweet dog.
Yeah.
And I probably told you at the time, but I wrote like a long email to this person running this account. And I told him, I said, I gotta tell you, I hated pit bulls. I hated people having pit bulls. And you've kind of turned me around on this thing. Like, I didn't assume every pit bull was going to eat me.
Mm-hmm.
And I run into a lot of pit bulls now, believe it or not, walking a dog. And I really don't think about it too much.
Most are sweet.
Yeah.
Now, listen, they have very powerful bone-crushing jaws.
Yes.
So if there's one with not a great disposition that's been either mistreated or trained to guard or trained to fight and kill other dogs, yeah, then that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But there's many of these shepherds or Rotties or Dobermans that are in the guard or, you know, police have them to chase people down and suppress them. It's a different personality that they've been trained to be aggressive in certain situations, especially.
Those Dobermans, man, those things always look like they're looking for, like, they want to protect something.
Yeah, but if you look at a Doberman that doesn't have his tail and ears docked, they're
not
adorable.
So scary.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's the breed standard, is to dock the ears and dock the tail. And, you know, but you've seen one that hasn't had that done, totally different look.
Yeah. Not as scary, though, right?
No.
Not as, like, guard dog-ish.
Correct.
Gonna do those ears upright.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
The other thing I want to talk to you about is you know, you're not a religious man yourself, though you know a lot about religion.
Yeah, well, I was raised a Roman Catholic and had 12 years of Catholic school and would have had 13 if Catholic kindergarten was a thing when I was of the age, but yeah. It wasn't.
But you're not a believer.
I am an atheist.
Atheist. So one of the things that you bring up a lot with the various religions is if there's so many different religions, one of them has to be right and all the other ones kind of have to
be
wrong.
Well, if any of them are, you know.
If any of them are correct.
Right, which I don't. I believe they're all nonsense in terms of, like, the actual truth of it. Now, the teachings of some of the teachings of all of the religions have good moral value, like the Sermon on the Mount, you know, and, you know, do unto others. That sort of sentiment is wonderful. But the unfortunate thing is that people, if you're not of my religion, then you're wrong, and then there's something evil or wrong about you because you don't accept my God. But there are roughly 45,000 different variations of Christianity on the globe, each kind of like I've talked about. It's all a la carte. You kind of make it up as you want or pick what you want.
Yeah.
And, oh, this is my religion now. Okay. Well, what does that mean?
It means these are the things easier for me to
right.
do.
Or that fit my life or
yeah.
whatever, my preconceived notions of right and wrong. And yeah, it just, but they all can't be right.
They all can't be right. One of the things I want to talk to you about, though, it seems like many, many, many religions have some sort of great flood.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that happened, that we had a great flood?
A flood in which the entire earth was covered by water? No.
I don't know. But I mean, just like some sort, like in the Noah's Ark,
uh-huh.
was that like the whole earth was covered in water, or was
yes.
there certain
yes.
areas?
Yes.
And then the ark was supposed to hang out with these animals, and at some point the water was going to recede somewhere.
Correct.
Not
right,
sure
because,
where.
Because God had
seen he was pissed.
That, you know, people were evil and not paying attention and not following his laws, so he was going to destroy the earth except for Noah, his family, and two of every animal on the planet, except I guess the fish would be okay.
The fish, yeah, they're in their own world.
So, you know, two of every type of insect, of which there are millions. It's obviously just a story, but it was certainly based on some great flood. And, you know, with the climate change, even though it's happening rapidly now, it happens over the eons. And certainly in the course of human history, ice ages, and when the ice recedes, then there will be great floods as things that have built up, and then the ice melts, and then, you know, the earthen dams can't hold it anymore. So there's these great catastrophic floods that happen in human history. So I'm sure that was the inspiration for a lot of these great flood stories, because like you said, they're all throughout many religions. And then, you know, the Atlantis myth was probably based on the island of Santorini when that went up. The Minoan society, which was pretty advanced, was destroyed, and it was a pretty big volcano, a volcanic explosion. And there's some people who believe that if that Minoan civilization wasn't destroyed, that we may have had, you know, flight and space travel 1,000 years earlier than we did achieve that.
Based on what?
Based on the level of advancement that they had
in Atlantis.
Yeah. So, in the Minoan civilization, which was the basis for, I think it was in Plato's myth of or story of Atlantis. You know, the lost continent.
Yeah.
And all that.
Some people feel like they know where Atlantis
is. Oh, I'm sure.
Is.
Yes, and Bigfoot and all that stuff.
And think they see some things on the
yes.
ocean floor
mm-hmm.
of what could be Atlantis.
Yes.
I always think of there's a town next to my town called Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
I always think of that as an underwater town. That sounds like an underwater
town.
Well,
he's the, I think he was the, I think Neptune was the, I could get this wrong. I know there was Poseidon and Neptune,
yeah,
the two gods of the sea in Greek and Roman mythology, which are very similar. And Rome was probably based on the Grecian theory of gods and Mount Olympus and all that. I think Neptune is the Roman version of Poseidon.
Oh, so they probably just named it that because it's near the water.
Well, yeah, Neptune.
They went,
yeah.
Boom, Neptune.
Right. And the Poseidon Adventure.
Poseidon Adventures, yep. Hmm.
Do you remember that movie?
I never saw it, but I remember.
Like 77 or something like that?
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Damn. I was saying something about the 2001 Space Odyssey. Have you seen that?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I don't think I've ever, in fact, I'm sure I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a lot of alien stuff with that, right?
Yes.
Why haven't I not watched that?
Is
it weird?
It's different. It's a Stanley Kubrick, 1968. And like it's a landmark film, probably in the National Film Registry and all that stuff. But just be prepared. There's no dialogue for the first like 25 minutes.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. So, but you know, there is a story which you can follow. It starts out with pre Homo sapien, you know, hominids, not even cavemen, but like advanced apes sort of figuring things out. And then, you know, something appears and it kind of goes from there.
Yeah, I was watching some sort of UFO video yesterday on YouTube, and they were talking about 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And it had these apes or some sort of mm-hmm. apes. And then some sort of like thing shows up.
The monolith.
The monolith shows up. And I guess somebody claims that Stanley Kubrick, who did the film, originally wanted the monolith to be a screen.
Mm.
Kind of like how we're used to now, everything being a screen.
Yes.
And it was going to teach the monkeys how to do everything, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the monolith, like what did... Well,
the monolith, it's just, it looks like, it looks like just a black rectangle of stone.
And what was it supposed to do?
It somehow imparted some sort of intelligence to them. And unfortunately, the first thing that kind of they do with the new intelligence is there's these two groups of apes, or, you know, whatever, advanced apes, whatever you want to call them. And one group kind of drives away this other group from a kill of water buffalo, antelope, whatever. And then this other group that got driven away, they come upon the monolith, and their leader, they're all scared and kind of screaming at it. And then he touches it because he works up the courage. It comes closer and closer, touches it. And then the next thing you see is him leading. He picks up an old bone around, you know, they're just hanging around where they're at. He picks up a bone and starts, you know, of an animal, like a thigh bone, and starts banging it. And then he sees the head of, you know, I don't think it was of an ape, but of the skull of the animal. And he smashes it, and then really smashes it, and the skull breaks. And then the next thing you knew, he is leading his group back against the other group, and they're using these bones to win and kill the others.
So you're using weapons now.
So that's,
from the
unfortunately,
monolith.
The thing they learned was that. And then he throws the bone up into the air after their victory, and it's spinning like this. And then it just, that transforms into a spaceship in space. And that's, you know, and that's when the dialogue is about to begin. Although there's another, a few minutes of the spaceship flying around and docking with the station to Strauss. I think it's the Blue Danube Waltz. And before that, the music was you've heard it a million times. Thus Sprague Zarathustra, I think is how you say it. I'm not exactly sure, but that's da-da-da-da-da, which
yeah,
you've heard.
Yeah.
That's from 2001, and that's the music, and then it goes into that other music, and they're in space, and then they found a monolith on the moon.
Wow.
And what does this mean? And then they get the trip to, then they go out because they figure out that there's something around Jupiter that is connected with this. And so they go out in the spaceship, these three guys, two guys, two or three, two, two guys, I think. And then that's when the HAL computer goes bad and kills one of them. And, you know, that's a whole nother element of it.
Wow.
It's about aliens and...
Yeah, I got to watch. I actually am interested in this.
Now,
I got to watch
this. Now, listen, it is the pacing. Like, I sat down... When you sit down and watch a movie from the 70s, even a so-called, like, action movie like Jaws, there are long stretches. Even the original Star Wars, you watch it compared to today's pacing of movies. It's if you haven't done that in a while, just be prepared. And by the way, it's fine to watch it in stages if
right.
you want. It's slow. The pacing is slow. And you just have to be, you know, redo your mind to say, oh, okay, that's how movies used to be.
Yeah. I will watch that in pieces.
Yeah.
I think I would like that.
Because it has like the origin of human intelligence, it has aliens, and it has AI.
Yeah. All from 1968.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. It is a classic film.
Yeah.
Now, listen, again, there's that long stretch in the beginning, but you can follow it. Then there's a long stretch at the end where you're like, what the hell is happening? And I watched it when I first time I saw it, I was too young and I didn't understand it. But then watching it later on as I understood things, it's like, wow, huh?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and there's some unanswered questions, of course. So, you know, and it leaves you to make your own conclusions like a lot of great movies do. But
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So, yeah. I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Again, that long period in the beginning and then a long period at the end where even though there's no dialogue, but you're like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I've heard it's a very strange film.
It is. It is. And probably best watched high. But
take a gummy and enjoy 2001.
Correct. Wait, Gina has seen it or not seen it? She must have seen it. Yeah.
She must have, but I'm sure she'd be up for rewatching
it. Oh, yeah.
Especially if I've never seen it.
Yes.
I might check that out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eddie, let's do the warm-up program.
Sure.
Now, tomorrow, Jerry's back for the warm-up show.
Correct.
And it's a Friday.
Friday.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See you.
So. What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah. I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springfest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.